Monday night, or Lizdalid Marcheshun, I believe. And, okay, so we've learned, I'm going to do like this. I'm going to go over a synopsis using this cipher. You'll listen to me, I'll entertain you. That's what I call it when the people are not looking in the text. Tomorrow night, the Shmita at 9 o'clock, if you're interested. I'll give a little plug, so we should have a few people there at least.
Do you mind if I put something on the list?
No.
I think it's...
You're very... as long as it's from you.
It's from me.
The reason I say that,
I know that
is because
you have a certain style.
Very exuberant, all caps, exclamation marks, wherever they'll fit. And it's very...
You know each other.
Oh, someone was here today that knows you. He came to talk to me. He says he was in Yula. He made a yeshiva in Tianek. They closed down. He's in Harnof now. Haru? I forgot his name. He's related to Yoni Samber. He said he was in Yula. He knows you. He said, Rabbi Greenspan, wow.
Mikey Horowitz?
He had a yeshiva. He was ahead of a girls' seminary. Then he made a yeshiva in Tianek, but it didn't pan out. Now he came here and he wants to make a yeshiva here. Told him to talk to Rabbi Greenspan.
That's good. Come on.
Because he was in Yula, so he knows you. He's talking to Rabbi Greenspan. Wow.
You don't remember the name.
I'm Lokui. Forget the word Horowitz.
I can ask Samber.
Yeah, it's related to Samber somehow. And he lived, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we'll be learning it. The truth is that I looked at the sefer more carefully now. He's very not Meirich, Rav Kook. He's very Makatzer. I'm happy that the Lashon of the Eid was based on Rav Kook's sefer, because there's not so much. He's very Makatzer. So we're going to be using the notes of the Machon. Their notes is called Tosfos Shabbos. We're going to be using the notes a lot, and I'm going to be using the Derech Emuna for filler, because that also was a sefer written on the Rambam Hilchos Shemitah. So for tomorrow night, it won't be so necessary to have text. I'm going to make Xeroxes of the thing. We're learning one inyan tomorrow night. I don't think we'll be able to get past that one inyan, and then I'm meeting with them the next day. I'm going to order a bunch of books and we'll get it. I don't know if people really want to buy it. It's, I don't know.
Is it going to be on the level of the Shmites this year, or will it be a little bit more open to the general public? I don't mean women passengers.
Later in the year, it'll be open to women, because we'll discuss Shemitah in the kitchen.
All right, but I'm talking about tomorrow night.
It's not going to be Shmites level,
right.
But it's not going to be 60-second Har Halacha level.
Okay.
It's going to be Rav Kook level. But he was very Makatzer, I see now. I'm almost sorry I picked it. But he's very Makatzer. Also, the beginning, tomorrow night will be interesting, and the next week will be interesting, and then I'll give a shiur about the Het Mechira, and that'll be interesting. But then after that, the first four prokim in the Rambam is pretty boring. He goes through all the agricultural malachas, and nothing, it's boring, I think, to people who are not farmers, unless I bring in farmers to talk, like from Yisodot. I'm going to do it again, but it's a little too early. I don't know. It's so funny.
You had a great farmer here. I remember the guy.
Shemitah is when when they're in their prime, and those are the holy guys that we all envy.
They're in the base measures.
No, because they're in the field. Keeping Hilchos Shemitah.
Borei Koach.
First of all, if you learn the second perek of Shemitah, if you ever learn Mishnayos, second perek of Shemitah, you'll see how much you can do on Shemitah, how much is mutter to do on Shemitah. All kinds of avodas, because anything that's been derabbanon, and most avodas are derabbanon, and are to prevent hefsed, you're allowed to do Shemitah. And the second perek is full of melachos you're allowed to do. So first of all, they have what to keep them busy the whole Shemitah, really. Really. So conceptually, okay, but that's first of all. Second of all, this year they have to work very hard. It's like working on Friday because you got to prepare for Shabbos. The work that these guys do, the ones that keep Shemitah, the work that they do the sixth year, rather this is a good year, Rabbi Stein explained to me. Last time was very hard. Shemitah had two Adars. This year, it's more it's much easier because Shishas has two Adars, so there's time to rain and there's time to prune the Kramim. Like, there's more time till Shemitah starts. And last time was very hectic and touch and go, and you know, if you didn't do it exactly, you lost everything. Shavuos is a much bigger nesoyon than Shabbos. I don't know, I shouldn't say that, I don't know. But to us, Shabbos is not a nesoyon at all. Because in the Western world, Shabbos is not a nesoyon. But Rav Amichai, the head of the Machon Torah of Aretz, last Shemitah, we're meeting with him tomorrow, Wednesday, Mitzvah Hashem. He explained to me last time, he explained to me last time, I remember it very clearly. He's a genius, and he knows agriculture. He's a Goyin. And he knows agriculture cold, and he knows the economics of agriculture cold. He understands the whole, it's big, you know, in a modern country, explain to me, although it's not the matzav of pikuach nefesh that it was when they made the Heta Mechira, they were formed to avoid Heta Mechira, by the way, just to establish their frum credentials. But he explained to me that although it's not a matzah like it was then, that it was really pikuach nefesh, and they felt they had to do the Heta Mechira, and that's why Gedolei Olam instituted the Heta Mechira. People think that the Mechira was instituted by Rav Kook. It was instituted by Rav Kook. It was instituted in Europe by Rav Yitzchak Kohn Spector. And you know, so it's not pikuach nefesh. He says now it's not pikuach nefesh, but he said in the modern economy, if you can't supply your people 1 year, you run a big danger of losing your business. Because the way everything is so big now, everything is so massive, that they don't want to, they're not going to stand for a year's interruption of their apples. You know, that'll go to someone else that'll supply them apples every year. And he said it's a very big, it's a very difficult thing. It's different than the Mikroflap, but you can lose your whole business. Explain to me it's not Pasha. It's not Pasha, that's all. He explained to me. Look, he doesn't have to excuse himself. First of all, he's a tremendous guy and a wonderful person. Second of all, Bechol Natar's Varitz formed this whole system to avoid Heta Mechira. They're all Kippos Rugah people. So he doesn't have to justify himself to anybody, much less to me. But he was just explaining to me why it's not Pasha. Because they're in competition with the Rabbanut. Now, this year, they're signing up farmers. So farmers either sign with them or sign with the Rabbanut, you know. So it's like a tacharut. So,
the main Rabbanut
always made Heta Mechira. It was the first time that the big shot Haredi chief rabbi had to be quiet and do Heta Mechira. Although they promised him, yeah, sure they wouldn't. You can't. I mean, I don't know if they can't. One thing's for sure, that the Rabbanut does not do Heta Mechira and I'll be the horos of Rav Kook. Rav Kook has very specific horos how to do Mechira if you do it. And that's what Rabbi Michai said also. He said they don't follow. That's very sad. They don't, you know, we all know. I don't know if you know. I know from my experience in Gittin and things. When the Gedolim go out on a limb and amate something, but only under six conditions, within one generation, no one's doing any of the conditions. It's just plain mutter. and that's a big danger. And that's why they're so, the Gedolim are so conservative. No pun intended. Very conservative, because the Maisa, even if you go out on a limb to be mad or something, and you make strict conditions, that the Mechir is like the biggest raya. So within a generation or two or three, they forget the conditions, and it just becomes not like that. And that's not good. So you have to be very judicious. Your use of going out on a limb to be mad there. Sometimes you have to, but the Shasat Chak. But really, history has shown that you left the head there and not the conditions. I know from Gittin with Agunas, with Get Mousa, I know it's certainly that way. Okay, good. So, Mitzvah Shem. Maybe we'll have more Rabbi Miller's coming tomorrow to the Wednesday meeting. Rabbi Miller from Hanover. He wants to join up. So that's very nice. I'm happy about that. That's good. He's a good person to have. I don't ever met him. I heard a lot about him. The head of the YU Kollel.
Oh, David Miller.
Miller? Yeah,
he's
coming to the meeting Wednesday. He's
You're going to a meeting with YU people.
I'm going to a meeting with Kippah Sruga people.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's worse than
that's worse.
Please say hello to me for David Miller.
Okay. Okay, I'm giving a synopsis of the first two prokim. That's how we're going to do it this time. We're going to give a synopsis as we go along. This is the synopsis sefer that I found in a shul when I was there. So you have the sugin yivamos about the eidachot being able to say a woman's husband died, and the Gemara wants to know how do you know it? Mechitesi, he's believed. So the Gemara goes through various shaklavatarias, and it ends up suggesting that you can't bring a raya from an Eidechot talking about Sofik Chelev and Sofik Shuman, because there's no, it's not against the Chazakah, but maybe when it's against the Chazakah, and certainly when it's Dovash Be'erva, so maybe he's not an Emma. And the Gemara goes in cases where it is against the Chazakah, the Eidechot being saying a Tevel that it was Niskan, or on Hekdesh that it was Mataneh there, or on Maiser Sheni that was Nifteh. So the Gemara says, either it was Biyado, so you can't bring a raya to the Mishnah, that the Eidechot should be Neman, because maybe it's Biyado. And if it was not Biyado, so Mechtesi is Taka Neman. Maybe he's not Neman against the Chazakah. So what about Lamaskana? So the Shmaita brings down the Machlekes Rishonim, whether an Eidechot is Neman against the Chazakah. Most Rishonim hold he's not. The Rashba holds he is. That means even when it's not Biyado, Eidechot is Neman against the Chazakah. When it was Neman, when it was Biyado, so the Shmaitza says, by Dovash Be'erva, if it was Biyado to do it yesterday, but not today, then the Biyado doesn't help you, because by a Dovash Be'erva, the Koach of Biyado is only Mitam Migu, and Migu the Mafrelo Amrinan, so it has to be Biyado to do it now. Even though normally we find Biyado when the Chora is no Migu, and it's Biyado to have done it, like Biyado to write the Askara Shalo Lishmon, but it was written already. It was Biyado to be make the thing Tomei, but now he gave it back already. So there, by Isurin, Biyado is, the idea of Biyado makes him them on Mitam Bailus, that's the Rosh in Hanazokin, something called Bailus, and a Bailum is Nemon. And for that, if it was once Biyado, it also has some aspect of Bailus to it, and he's Nemon. And there you could say, even if it was Biyado. But that's by Yisurin, but not by Yadova Shebe'erva. And certainly not by Mormon either. So that, and Mormon has learned out, Dova Shebe'erva has learned out from Dova Dova Mi Mormon. So that's why their Biyado won't work with Lamafreya.
Is that how we know in Dava Shabbat what happened tonight?
Yes, Dava Dava Mimoman. Yes, that's how we know. The Gemara wants to learn out Arayos from Hekdesh and Tevel. And the Gemara is Doichid. No, there it's Biyado. So it's Mashma that Biyado would help you by Arayos. And there the Biyado is not Migu, it's Rosh says, because like Biyado Lusake Tuas Chavero, it's not a Migu, because why would he do it? So it's only the conceptual Biyado, which means violence. But the Poyal wouldn't do it. For Migu you would need the Poyal, he would actually do it. So Taisa says, so that's the question. Either Gemara does sushtel it to those things, and Smashma, if it would be Biyado by Arayas, you would be Neman, even not Mitam Migu. So he says, because, and he uses this in Perek Beis too, Tosis Kasha is, Stamazoi, what's going on here? Dovash Be'erva Bo Yishnayim. Dovash Be'erva Pachos Mishnayim. So why is the Gemara still searching? Why is the Gemara bringing Arayah from Hekdesh and from Tevel and from this? So Tosis says, perhaps the Gemara thought that it's only Yisura. But Lehetera, to say she's not an Erva, maybe it's not called Dov Sheber. That's Tosfos suggested. So the Shmaita says, according to that Tosfos, at that point in the Gemara, and really the whole Gemara, it's only in Perek Beis where the Shmaita is Machadish that there's a Rabbi Yochanan in Bava Basra that shoots down that Tosfos' Tzad. That's what we learned yesterday. But here it's very good, it's a good Teretz. So at that point in the Gemara is thinking that Lehetera is not called Dov Sheber, but it only has a din of Yisurim, and therefore the Gemara is going with Biyado. The Gemara Tushtel's Tevel and Hektish, because it's Biyado. Because the Gemara is thinking that Lahatir, it has a din of regular Yisurim, not a din of Dov Sheber. And then the Shmaitzer brings a Raya at the tail end of Perek Aleph, where he says, the din of Rabbi Yechon, the Baal Shoma Gerashni Asishti, is not Nemun Afreya, because there's no Biyado anymore. But by Tyrus, he is Nemon because it was Biyado. There it is. Here it's Yisurin, and here it's Dovah Shebe'erva. Okay, now in Perek Beis, because we don't. Correct. In Perek Beis, he starts off bringing down Tosfos above a Basra. I said it yesterday, I'll say it again today. It's a funny question. I don't know why it's like funny. Like, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan that the Baal's not Nemel Mafreya to say Kerashti Yisishti? What's his chiddush? Of course he's not Nemel. Or else Mahuilu Chachamim B'Takanosom when they were Mesakin Zman Begit, so that you shouldn't cover up for your niece if she was Mazane, if there's no Zman, right? So that's only Mesakin Zman. But if he could always hide the get, she could hide the get, and he'll say Kerashti Yisishti 6 months ago. So what's Rabbi Yechon's chiddush? Of course you're not Nemel Mafreya. That's Tosfos Kasha. So the Shmaitzer is going to answer his Kasha. That even if he would be Nemel Mafreya, if he wouldn't have Rabbi Yechon's din, but he certainly wouldn't be Nemon the Pataha from Misa, because the Pataha from Misa is Dine Nefashos. And for that, certainly an Eidecha is not Nemon. And the Baal being an Eidecha. So even if he'd been Nemon with Biyado, but Biyado, no, you don't need a summit. Why should the Baal be Nemon? Of course the Baal's not Nemon. Of course the Baal's not Nemon to Pataha from Misa.
So he didn't need any of Perek Aleph to keep that Teirus, because it was Kasha, right?
What?
That was the Teirus. That's his Teirus. And he didn't need any of
the didn't talk about. He didn't answer Teirus Kasha. Now he's saying. What?
That was the answer. That was the answer to
Tosfos Kasha. He didn't answer Tosfos Kasha Perek Aleph.
No, what you just said now.
Yeah,
was the answer to Tosfos Kasha. But he didn't need
Perek Aleph. No, so what is Rabbi Yechon's Chiddush? He doesn't need Perek Aleph.
To answer Tosfos Kasha.
Correct. Now I'm saying, but and then Shmaita goes on to say that. So what is Rabbi Yechon saying? So what is Rabbi Yechon coming to say? That he's not Nemon the Mafreya, and you shouldn't think like Tosfos is. It's a weird, it's a funny Shmaitza. Rabbi Yechon is coming to say, not like Tosfos is Svara. Tosfos has his Svara and Biyabom is to explain the Gemara. But so, according to the Shmaitza, that's only the Havamin of the Gemara. But the Maskana, Rabbi Yechon is saying that Lahatir Isha is also Dovash Be'erva. And that's why he's not Nemon Lamafreya, because of the din of Dovah Sheba'erva, not a din of Yisurim, where it wouldn't matter that it's Lamafreya, because it's Al Bailus, it doesn't have a din of Yisurim, it has a din of Dovah Sheba'erva. And therefore he's not Nemon Lamafreya. So according to the Shmaitzer setup, is that Rabbi Yechon's coming, La'afuke Tosfos' Svara. It's not a Kasha, because Tosfos doesn't say Lamaskana, Tosfos just said the Gemara thought so. And that's why it's Ushteld, Hektish, and Tevel, and this, to an Eidechot saying the woman's husband died. But so Rabbi Yechon above a Basra is coming to say, a Baal's not Nemon to say that he was Megarish's wife 6 months ago, even though it was Biyado, because the Biyado of Bailos is not going to help you. Only the, because it is a Dovah Sheber. That's what the Shmaitz and Perek Beis is learning.
Have a problem with the way the Shmaitzer asks, brings the Kasha Tosfos,
Tosfos and Bava Basra.
Yeah,
that's how he starts Perek Beis. Yeah.
And then and it looks like on the derech to answer the kasha, he goes into his chiluk that he made in Perek Aleph about Easter and Erva.
Yeah.
And then he answers Tosfos' kasha. I don't see why he needs that. I don't see why he doesn't.
Because he wants to say what the Yochanan's chiddush is.
But he doesn't need that to answer Tosfos' kasha.
Not directly, but he's saying what the Yochanan's chiddush is. What is the Yochanan coming to say? And Echanami, it's part of the whole package. Rabbi Yochanan's taka not coming to say that he's not Nemon because he taka to save the life of the niece, you wouldn't need the Rabbi Yochanan. You wouldn't need the Rabbi Yochanan. So what is he coming to say? He's coming to say that Biyodo Lamafreya is not Nemon.
So you do need an answer like that.
I don't know if you need it. This is the whole picture of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is not coming to say that he's twice as kasher as what Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. If he would be Nemon, then he could be mechapa al basachosa. So the Shmaitzer says that's not what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say. Of course, he can't be mechapa al basachosa. How could it be Nemon to say someone potter from Misa? On the Foshas, he's certainly not Nemon. But, okay, so what is Rabbi Yochanan coming to say? If not that, so you have to have an answer. So what are you coming to say? I'm coming to say that he's not Nemun with Biyodol Mafreya because it has a din of Dovah Shemer, but not a din of Isurim, not like the way Tosfos said in Yevamos. Okay, that's basically it. Then he says, what about if there's no Misa, even for Matan? It's an important Shmaitza. So he throws in that to talk about if someone's a Mamzer or not also has a din of Dovah Shemer and Nich Nayin. That's what he throws in. So even if there's no Misa, let's say after they stop giving Misa, but this whole cheshbon would still apply, because if you're talking about mamzerus, and to say a kid's a mamzer or a kid's not a mamzer, there's also dovish be'erva. That will become very important as we go through Shmaitz above, the idea that kosher lovei b'kol and not kosher lovei b'kol has a din of dovish be'erva. Okay. And he also throws in, because in the gaze is, it has a din, he's certainly not Neman to Pata from Misa once he throws in the Rambam. If Nedechet comes along and says this is Chelev, so he's Neman. And if someone eats it afterwards, that person will get Malchus. Even though the Isser was established only through one aid, because an Isser could be established through one aid. And then the guy that eats it afterwards get Malchus. That's not called the Erechot Mechayev Malchus. That's called the Erechot is only talking about that it's also. But if someone eats something, and then the eight comes and says, guess what, sonny, what you ate was Chelev, then the eight's not Nemo. But then it's called he's directly coming to give the guy Malchus. Let's say if Asra Safi. That's what you're bothered by.
Yeah.
Okay, Fasra Suffix, Shmei Hasra. That's the point. So here, if the aid comes after the woman was already Mechui of Misa, so it's called he's being Mayed on Misa. It's not called he's being Mayed on Isurin. Okay, that's parent base.
Is a mamzer a Dover Sheva Erva because of his status of whether or not he's Kashal of Obakal? Or like Yarshin something from his parents?
No. The lashon of the Shmaitz is that Psul Kahal has a din of Dover Sheva Erva. He doesn't really elaborate more than that. Personal status. Yuchsin. Personal status. That's what the Shmaitz all has a din of Dover Sheva Erva. That's a famous. That's a famous Shmaitz sheet. Almost as famous as the Chacham Rambam. Okay, now I'm just going to tell you over Shlomo Zalman that I saw that was interesting. And we'll go fight the Belina tomorrow night. Shin Sama, Gimel later. I'll just tell it over to you. No, Gimel here. Yeah, he talks about the way the Shmaitz understood Tosfos to be saying that if you're coming to be matir in Eishes Ish, saying her husband died, it maybe doesn't have a din of Dovah Sheva Erva. So the Shlomo Zalman says, really, he says, by moment and the foshels, whether you're coming to be mechayiv or the pater, it always has a din of moment and the foshels. And the Shmaitz himself goes on to say that the Erecha is not never to say she's potter from Misa. So why would we have a tzad say that she's not an Eishes Ish, doesn't have a din of Dovah Shvei? He argues it, he says not like that. So he says an interesting svara. Says,
we argue with Tosfos?
No, he says a different shot in Tosfos.
Different shot in
Tosfos? He interprets it. Tosfos wouldn't have said okay. It like Abi Gerish. Because to be made that the Baal did a pa'ula and was Megarish's wife, certainly that's a Dovah Shebe'erva. He says, very interesting svara. Tosfos only considers his svara by Misa. Because maybe, and this is a pilpul really in Masechus Kiddushin, maybe the woman's mutter when the Baal dies, but she has no more husband. It's not like he's being made something was matir her. She's just saying,
already
hey, guess what?
Just letting you know.
I don't know if that's she's not an Eishes Ish.
He's
not a heter.
He's married on the Baal.
Then guess what? She has no husband. You think she's married. She's not married.
So
it's not like divorce. He says divorce, the husband's megarish the woman, so the eidus has to be that he was megarish. So that's something happened, so that happening is a davar she'be'erva. But to say the husband died, then maybe, Tosfos doesn't say all the maskana, Tosfos just says it to explain the Gemara at that point. So Shlomo Zalman suggests that Tosfos is only says it, legabi misa. When the Baal's death, memele is mafkia. The Isserasius Ish. Okay. So then the whole Shmaita falls apart. The whole Shmaita is looking after Yechna when he's saying, Baal Shomai Geirashti Isserasti. So the whole Shmaita, if that's true, so the Shmaita falls apart. Okay, interesting. The Chilik between Gerishon and Misa, I found interesting.
Misa is
Memela. Misa is Memela, and Memela it's more. Tosfos only said that Svara, that when you're coming to be Mata to Isha, not called the Dovah Shebe'erva by Misa, he says, because you're just saying, she's not an Eishes Ish.
I don't really hear a chiluk. I hear that he's making the chiluk. I don't hear why there's a chiluk. Something happened.
He's not giving
answers on
anything
happened.
He's not
giving
answers on anything
happened. He's giving answers on the man. The man is dead, and the man or the woman's mother.
By Gerishin, you're being made that a husband was Megarish's wife. That's a Dovah Shebe'erva.
Right.
Here, you're being made that she's not married. Is that coming and saying, you're coming and saying a woman's not married? That's the Bishop Erevon. That's what he says. Tosfos only says it when that, he's saying she's not married. She's not a married woman.
Why that not
a woman? Tosfos says that. I'm suggesting only by Misa. Tosfos wouldn't say it by Gerish. Because really it's not that Mustafa. By Misa, it's a Dover by Misa, whether you're coming to be Mechayev Misa or the Pata Misa. What?
That's
a Dovah Shebe'erva because it's a psulchah. Now you talk about if he comes and says someone's not a mamzer, would that? Anyway, Tosfos is not lamaskana. The milui shmeitza brings down from the Eben Ozel. This is fascinating. Eben Ozel has a raya that the Rambam Shita is an Eid Echot could pata someone from Misa. An Eid Echot Taka could pata someone from Misa. He says a Rambam by Goyal Hadam, it's very complicated. But it turns out Eben Ozel time is that an Eid Echot could pata someone from Misa. Bring down Achronim that are mafalpul in that Indian.
It's very
hard.
No, because we believe in Eid Echad for Yisurin, and we definitely don't believe in Remisa because we don't want to be mamis somebody.
Who's that? Stop. No, that is your svara.
Isn't that
you're a liberal? you're a 1960s.
The Gemara
liberal.
Says we don't want to be mamis people, right? The hanging courts and every 7 years, every 70 years, every whatever, right? We try not to kill people. We have there are tons of Gemaras that talk about how we try not to kill people.
From Iran and Sanhedrin. That the pata sum is fascinating. Big kiddush. If you live in the Ran and Sanhedrin, that the pata sum from Misa, you don't need a basin of 23. You only need a basin of 3. The pata from Misa. You only need 23 to be Mechayev a guy Misa. You don't need 23.
Who's a liberal now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm in good company.